Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome into the DNVR Rockies podcast. I am your host, Susie Hunter. Happy Monday, everyone, and more importantly, happy winter meetings, because tis the damn season to do some baseball transactions. So happy to have you guys joining us. We've got Alyssa producing today. Our quiet little air horns. It's a Monday.
Quieted.
So quiet. Guys, we're going to have a really good show for you today. Lots of really fun things to talk about. We're going to talk about one man whose journey brought him from a Rocks uniform to the Hall of Fame. We're going to get into winter meetings. Some Rockies couples had some winter meetings of their own this weekend, a couple of weddings in his family. And of course, what are you willing to do to get your team Shohei Ohtani? I put that question out there on Twitter. I've got some interesting answers already, but we're going to talk to one podcast host who has gone to an extreme to kind of have some good luck in getting Shohei Ohtani. So we're going to bring you that in just a second. But first, let's get into some Rockies news, and really like the biggest piece of Rockies news right now. The first thing that happens at winter meetings, usually one of the first things, the Veterans Committee votes on who's going to Cooperstown, and of course they voted on Jim Leland, who is a former Rockies manager, and of course he managed some other places too and accomplished a lot with those teams, so congratulations to him. But here's what we saw from Jim Leland when he was with the Rockies in 1999. What a year. Also, that was a very busy year in Colorado, of course, too, but Jim Leland reached his 1,000th managerial win in the April of 1999, managing the Rockies. He had 4 ejections as a Rockies manager. The Rockies went 72-90 that season, and now in all of Rockies history, there are only 9 worse seasons in the Rockies' 30 years than that one. 5th place finish, last place in the NL West. But the year before he was with the Rockies, he led the Marlins to a 54-108 record. How horrendous. The year before that, he led the Marlins to the World Series. Here's what he looked like as the Florida Marlins manager, back when they were the Florida Marlins. I swear, I think he looks older here, like 30 years ago, or 20 years ago, however long ago it was, than he does right now. Incredible. What a vibe. Guys, I see your comments. I will get to them in just a second. So, yeah, he led the Florida Marlins to a World Series in 1997. They won it all against Cleveland. And at that time, it was the fastest an expansion club had won it all. Of course, the Diamondbacks broke that record a couple of years later in 2001. But the Marlins, this was their situation. So, of course, he went, brought the Marlins to a very successful World Series, and then they had a fire sale that very next year. So that is what happened with the 54-108 record. He resigned. He came to the Rockies. And then after that, he took a break. He did not manage again until 2006, but when he came back, he joined the Tigers. They went back to the World Series, didn't win. St. Louis won that World Series. They went back again in 2012. San Francisco, that was their whole... That was their whole thing. But that's what was going on. I'm going to read the comments. I can't see that well. I have all these bangs now. I can't read. EJ Sanchez in the chat. Is it fair to expect a minor league deal for a starting pitcher and a minor league trade as a successful week?
Yes, EJ, you asked, is it fair to expect a minor league deal for a starting pitcher and a minor league trade as a successful week? I think that would be a mildly successful week. Obviously, we would want the Rockies to do so much more. We would want them to sign a huge star starting pitcher, but that is not our reality. I think that would be a great success for this week. Not a great success for the offseason as a whole, but for this week, I think that would be an acceptable thing to accept. So we'll see what happens there. The Rule 5 draft is also on Wednesday. So I would hope that the Rockies do something before Wednesday, because they can't get anyone in the Rule 5 draft unless they've got an open spot on that 40-man roster. And right now the Rockies do not have that. So, you know, okay, let's get back to now that we're back on track, we're back in the show. I wanted to share some local media thoughts in terms of Jim Leland heading to the Hall of Fame, because this guy was a character. He was a little before my time, but listen, lots of people remember working with him back in 1999. Troy Renk had to say, congrats to Jim Leland. He was a great manager. He was a great manager save for his forgettable 1999 season in Colorado. I enjoyed covering him, listening to him talk, pitching, watching him smoke more than a chimney and use the F word as a verb, noun, adjective, prepositional phrase. Well, you get the idea. Was a true learning experience for a young scribe. Sounds like he's a freaking character. We also had Vic Vella. Vic Vella also somehow overlapped with Jim Leland, too. He quote tweeted the announcement post. He said, Jim Leland was the first person I interviewed on my first day as a 20-year-old intern at a Denver radio station. I got some post-game sound from him when he managed the Rockies. A surly smoker, he scared the shit out of me. Congrats. I love these stories. I think these are so funny. Yeah. And also, this is how he reacted, by the way. I guess like his like signature position is like laying like this on his side. That's how he got the phone. Looks like his wife Katie is cracking up laughing. We love a manager with a sense of humor. We're very lucky with Bud Black, of course. Right now, he is the funniest man alive. But yeah, sounds like he is a good dude. Yeah. All right, let's real fast. Oh, also, another piece of Rocky news. Zach Veen in the Puerto Rican Winter League over the weekend went 4-for-4 with 2 doubles. Good stuff. I'm going to get to these comments in just a second. But first, I want to talk about our friends at Bet365. Never an ordinary time betting with Bet365. And listen, they've got a great offer going on. You can choose between two really great offers. A first bet safety net of $1,000 or bet $5 and get $150 when you sign up using code DNVR365. And my favorite thing about the Bet365 app is that we have our own custom bet. There is a DNVR bets custom wager. So keep an eye out for that every single week. We pick a new bet every week. But yeah, you can ride with DNVR. You can bet with us. You can bet like we're betting. And I'm not going to lie. Some of my coworkers do gamble a bunch, but they do be bringing in some money. So I would listen to them personally. But more than anything, guys, please gamble responsibly. You must be 21 or older and physically located in Colorado. Please gamble responsibly. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text 1-800-GAMBLER. Also, hey, keep in mind on Sunday, on NFL Sundays, you can get $10 in bonus bets if you bet $20 or more on same game parlays for any of Sunday's NFL games. And you can get $10 in bonus bets to use on any event of your choice, including Monday Night Football. That's a good deal too. Again, must be 21 or older, located in Colorado. Please gamble responsibly, folks. And please breck responsibly. I always breck responsibly. But our friends at Breck Brew have it. They've just got a beer for every freaking occasion for us. Is the beer of the month actually still Broncos Country Pale Ale? I think so. Is this really happening?
Christmas.
Is it Christmas ale? I don't want to lie to anyone about what's $6 right now and what's not. I don't know. The copy says Broncos country. I'm going to assume that it's still Broncos season. We still need to ride for our Broncos despite the loss last night. But listen, it's a new recipe. I feel like we got a little new recipe from Russell Wilson midseason too. So let's let him cook. I'm going to chug a Broncos country pale ale while it happens. But Breck Brew, they've been brewing the beer here in Colorado for more than 33 years. It all comes down to their love and passion for making good beer. And they love the planet too, because they use 100% renewable energy. So check out breckbrew.com to use the beer locator, and you can find your favorite Breck Brew at a store near you. How does that sound? All right, Dave in Colorado Springs. Thank you guys. The comments are popping right now. What are the Rockies describing as their specific off-season acquisition goals? I mean, starting pitching is the priority. We have a lot of outfielders. Honestly, we could probably deal some of these outfielders. We've already dealt a catcher prospect this offseason, so I think that's a really great move. But the Rockies need starting pitching more than anything, especially because two of our main starters that we've relied on for so many seasons are still recovering from Tommy John. Antonio Senzatella, Herman Marquez, both of them had Tommy John this past season. They will not be back until at least the middle of this coming season. So we need pitching. We need pitching. And of course, Ryan Feltner was in the rotation. He made such a great comeback after that skull fracture. Will he be ready to re-enter the rotation? I feel like he's out there working his ass off right now to do everything he can to make that happen. But we'll see how that's going. But yeah, we need starters. We needed starters before we lost all those starters to Tommy John and other injuries. So that is the priority, which is why the Rule 5 draft could be so important, because there are some really big starting pitching prospects up for grabs. But the other thing is, some of those guys have recently also had Tommy John or recently been injured or have been injury prone. So I don't know. The Rockies might not even do anything for the Rule 5 draft, because they're going to see how many dudes are injured or recovering, or I don't know. XS in the chat. Common Zach Veen W. Yeah. Yes. He is that dude. And I'm happy to see him playing so well in Winter League, especially because he missed so much of this season after having that surgery on a tendon in his hand. All right, what else do we have? Dave in Colorado Springs also adding, Jim Leland, famous for putting a young Barry Bonds in his place in Pittsburgh while mic'd up. That is a legendary story. All right, what else do we have in here? Oh, excess again. What would be the most useful and underrated players the Rockies could realistically get to inch closer to the 500 mark? That I don't even know what's realistic for the Rockies right now. I feel like the Rockies really need a guy who needs to have a good comeback season. That is like the Rockies' sweet spot right there. Players who have seen great success but need a little bit of a comeback. That is kind of what I'm thinking. Thanks, guys, for just being so active in the chat right now. Let's get into a little bit of Rockies gossip. We had two Rockies weddings over the weekend. Peter Lambert got married, and it looked like a lot of people were there. The Freelands, Brendan Rodgers and his girlfriend, the McMahons, the Gombers. Dom Nunez is there. How the heck is Dom Nunez doing? I have not heard about him in forever, but it's nice to see everyone getting back together, doing these little off-season weddings. Yeah, it looked like a fun one. They look great. Look at everyone looking great. Oh, yeah, Brian Servant is there with his girlfriend. And of course, yeah. Oh, yeah. Look at Nolan Jones with his girlfriend. Like, they look so cute. I feel like we don't see a ton of Nolan Jones's girlfriend. Or maybe I'm just not stalking the right accounts. I don't know. I am stalking all the right accounts to get all of the inside scoop on Vanessa Hudgens and Cole Tucker. Apparently, they got married over the weekend, too. Her agent, that's her agent that she is standing with on the beach in Tulum. But her agent congratulated her on a beautiful wedding this weekend, so that leads me to believe Cole Tucker, former Rocky, and Vanessa Hudgens must have gotten married this weekend. My big question, who from the Rockies was there? I feel like Sean Bouchard could have been there. I feel like he could have been there because it didn't look like he was at Peter Lambert's wedding. And Vanessa does follow Sean Bouchard on Instagram. Yeah. That's pretty big. That's pretty big.
He was there.
I think he was there. I'm dying to see pictures. I've been like refreshing his Instagram. I'm like, I need to know who is there. I need the scoop. But I haven't seen any other pictures from this wedding either. So she must have.
That's wild that her agent was the first one to post.
Yeah. You know what? It's like the only picture we have too. Like there's nothing else out there. No one else leaked anything. Yeah. But it's like her agent. Like how mad can she be at her agent? You know, he's going to do whatever he wants. He like is getting her all these like crazy, amazing gigs.
True.
Yeah.
True.
Like she's still relevant.
Oh, yeah.
And like she, High School Musical was forever ago.
Right. Yep.
Her agent's doing work.
Yes.
Doing some work. The Lord's work. They're, yeah, representing a beautiful, talented angel. Yeah, it must be very hard. guys, thanks again for joining. Again, you can leave questions and comments in the chat, and I'll get to them, fam. We have some baseball headlines going on. Of course, a big trade happened last night between the Braves and the Mariners. We'll get to that in a little bit. Susan Slusser, who writes for the San Francisco Chronicle, covers the Giants. She is reporting that the Giants might be the team that has a leg up on the competition for a premier international superstar agent. That's, of course, Yoshinobu Yamamoto. This is what she tweeted. I'm hearing an awful lot of buzz on the Giants and Yamamoto. Some other teams in the hunt for him think the Giants might have an edge. So, ooh, we love juicy rumors. I saw a comedian posted on TikTok the other day something about how sports analysis and like celebrity gossip are actually just the same thing. It's just rumors between games.
This is true.
And I'm like, yeah, this is exactly what I'm looking at right here. All right. Speaking of big superstar free agents, what would you do to land Shohei Ohtani on your team? I put this question out there on Twitter and we got some responses. At Loaded Baseball said, I'd get Shohei's name tattooed on my forehead. I would love to see you try it. Eric wants to know, will the Rockies sign Ohtani? I think not a chance. I also think not a chance. The closest the Rockies are getting to Ohtani is if and when the Dodgers sign him and he plays at Coors Field several times a season. That would be just our luck. And I feel like it's a very likely scenario. Ohtani, future Rockies legend, have faith. No. I mean, there's a difference between faith and delusion. And I'm pretty delulu, but I try to reel it in for certain things. But guys, okay, so yeah, what would you do to land Ohtani? We spoke with one podcast host who is taking it to an extreme. Is it an unhygienic extreme? Is it just a ridiculous extreme? We're finding out all the details. But yeah, the guys from the Walk-Off Pod, also congratulations to Canada's, congratulations to Canada's number one baseball podcast. But we talked to Scott from that show, who is going to wear the same shirt until Shohei gets signed. But are we ready to roll with that? All right, here it is. Joining the pod now is Scott Belford. He is one of the hosts of the Walk-Off Pod, which is mostly a Blue Jays podcast. But Scott, how are you doing today?
I'm very well, Susie. Thanks for having me on. How about yourself? How are you doing?
I'm so good. I'm so excited to be talking about the Blue Jays again, because apparently we don't enough. But on a very real note, we're actually here to talk about a little bit of fashion in terms of what you are wearing right now. You've got a bit going on with the shirt that you are wearing. And for our listeners who aren't on YouTube, it's a shirt covered in Ohtani's face, wearing Angels gear, of course, because that is the team he most recently played for. You are hoping to be the more recent team. Tell me about what you're doing.
Okay, so I have tried very hard, Susie, to not be all in on Shohei Ohtani, because just the chances are so unlikely he's going anywhere but the Dodgers. But All of these rumors have got me wrapped right up. So I actually got to see Shohei Ohtani and the Jays play in Anaheim a couple of years back on Shohei Ohtani Day. So I got the shirt, and now I'm putting it to good use because I'm not removing this thing until the news drops that he's either a Toronto Blue Jay or I need to go back to reality, which I want nothing to do
You
with.
know, my next question was, what are you going to do if he does not sign with the Blue Jays?
I will wash this shirt for sure.
I mean, so this could honestly, I mean, I wanted to get you on really quickly because, I mean, he could sign day one of winter meetings. He could
True.
sign way later in this hot stove season. I mean, what is your game plan if this goes a little longer than expected?
Oh, I really hope it does not go longer than expected, Susie. I would just be, as it is, my wife is like, you're stinking. Can you just like stay?
Already? Oh no, that's a terrible sign.
Honestly, you should see this shirt. It's almost plastic. Like I'm sweating in it right now. Like it's obviously the cheapest like giveaway shirt that they could find. And I'm just like, whew, this does not breathe at all. It's like wearing a garbage bag.
Oh my, I was gonna say, I did see those in the Angels team store. When I went to Anaheim in 2021 and I saw those in the team store, I saw people wearing them out and about, but I was like, is this a fabric? I don't know if this counts.
Or is this a tarp? Yeah, exactly. You get
This is incredible. Now, I also noticed, I think you retweeted, some other people are hopping on board with you too.
Oh yeah, there's been a few people that I've seen doing the exact same thing, and I love it. Let's any kind of good juju we can put out into the baseball gods world, let's do it, you know?
I mean, listen, I would love to see Ohtani sign with, not the Dodgers. Obviously, we cover the Rockies.
Yes.
We don't need to get beat up like that all day, every day. But I mean, what do you guys realistically think are your chances of landing this huge superstar? At least you guys are rumored to be pretty high up on the list.
Well, honestly, when the offseason first started, we kind of put it at 0 to 1% that he would even be in the Blue Jays' realm of possibilities. And we just finished up our pod here before I hopped on with you. And we're kind of at like a 10 to 15% chance at this point, I think. Like, who knows? Vegas is putting the Blue Jays at like number two white right now behind the Dodgers. So, I mean, Vegas doesn't like to lose money. So hopefully that means something, but who knows?
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty surprised to see y'all up there that high, but it's intriguing, it's exciting, and this is what makes hot stove season so much fun, right?
100%, 100%. And you know what? Blue Jays ownership and Rogers Communications, one of the biggest, most wealthy ownership groups in all of baseball. They've shown it a few times before, never to that mega deal extent. And to get a mega deal under the belt of this Toronto Blue Jays franchise would be very, very cool. I mean, we have Vladimir Guerrero Jr., we have Bo Bichette, and they haven't upped them yet. So I don't know if it will ever happen, but my goodness, to get a Shohei Ohtani would be Canada would lose their mind. We would just
Yeah. I mean, I think the baseball world in general would be pretty shocked. Bo
Yes.
Bichette, there's our Rockies Blue Jays connection that we still have. We still
That's
have
right,
that.
Dante. Yes.
We still have one. This is amazing. I'm wishing you so much luck. I'm wishing your wife even more luck with this because it sounds like she might be
Thank
suffering a little
you.
more. One last
Yes.
question before I let you go. Since you are Canadian, do you know anyone from Degrassi? Are you friends with anyone from Degrassi? Can I just tell
Drake
you
and I go way back. We're good buds, yeah.
one time I asked like a dude from Canada if he knew anyone from Degrassi, and he was like, actually, yes, I'm friends with so and so. And I'm like,
That's hilarious.
what?
Yeah. No, not so lucky, unfortunately.
Okay. You know what? I hate this, and we're gonna end this interview. No, thank you so much for joining the pod. I appreciate it. Where can we follow you guys and the Walk Off podcast?
Yeah, well, thanks for having me, Susie. You can follow us wherever you get your podcasts. We're also on YouTube, and we had kind of an exciting week last week where we hit the number two baseball podcast in all of Canada. So the walk-off, check it out.
Yo, congratulations, our Canadian superstars. Degrassi who? All right, Scott, take care. Thank you so much for coming on.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
So unserious, so hilarious. What a joy. What a joy. Before we get into some more baseball news, let's shout out our friends at Breck Distillery. Listen, they've got a new vodka called Broncos Blizzard. It is commemorating the first all white alternate Broncos helmets, but Breck Distillery is the world's highest distillery. Founded in 2008, they are most widely known for their blended bourbon whiskey, a high rye mash American style whiskey, and their Breckenridge bourbon is one of the most highly awarded craft bourbons in the United States. And of course, they are the official bourbon of the Denver Broncos. But they're more than just award-winning spirits. They have an incredible guest experience if you go visit their distillery. But they have an award-winning restaurant, show-stopping cocktails, all of the above. And you can learn about their highly awarded spirits, too. They do an in-depth tasting. Who doesn't love a tasting? I love learning about whiskeys and bourbons when I'm drinking them. It's the best part. And if you're not a whiskey girly or a whiskey guy or bourbon girly, bourbon guy, whatever, they've got seltzers too. We've got the Reiki seltzers also here at the bar. They are some of my favorites and they're made with real Breck spirits. And they're at our Broncos tailgates. I think we got two more tailgates to go. So yeah, you can try them there too. They're also at our watch parties. We had such a great Breck Distillery watch party on Friday night, by the way, with all of the Breck cocktails were $7. It was actually insane.
Those were good, the ones we tried.
They were so good. They were so freaking good, and it was a really good deal. But yeah, you can find Breck Distillery spirits at the bar all the time, at all of our tailgates, at our watch parties. Breck Distillery products are also available in all 50 states. Shop your local retailer or visit Breck That's not the website. It's BreckenridgeDistillery.com for home delivery of their award-winning Breckenridge spirits. Guys, you can après anywhere. How does that sound? And you know what? It sounds like it's probably time for me to stop at Kind Love and re-up because we get 25% off all in-store purchases with code DNVR. And you get that too. You get that discount also. Kind Love is so excited to be an official partner of DNVR. They're a local brand. We're a local brand. We love collabing with local brands. That's what this whole company is all about. But they are one of the original dispensaries in Colorado. They've been around since 2010. They are known for cultivating some of the highest quality cannabis in the state. And they do fully integrated seed to sale, which is basically farm to table, but for weed. Fascinating. You guys have to try the Turbo Core, the Turbo Joint. That's their line of just supercharged concentrate. The Turbo Core is something you can just put into a joint that you've already rolled. It's like the size of a toothpick. Or the Turbo Joint, it's just already in there. You didn't have to roll anything. But visit one of their stores. They have the store in Cherry Creek that's kind of near the PetSmart and the Target off of Alameda. Or they have a store in North Denver. Mention DNVR. You're going to get the DNVR exclusive discount of 25% off all Kind Love flower, pre-rolls, and their Turbo Joint line. So you can check out the full menu at kindlove.com. And again, use code DNVR for online ordering. You can just check out their menu online too. But yeah, that's the deal. Guys, big, big exchanging of players last night. Winter meetings are already off and running. Jeff Passan reported that the Atlanta Braves and the Mariners are in agreement on a trade that will send outfielder Jared Kelenic, left-handed pitcher Marco Gonzalez, and first baseman Evan White to the Braves in exchange for right-handers Cole Phillips and Jackson Coar. That is what sources told ESPN. Ken Rosenthal added some context to this earlier today. Earlier this morning, he just tweeted maybe a couple hours ago, fallout from last night's Braves-Mariners trade. The Braves do not plan on keeping left-hander Marco Gonzalez, sources tell The Athletic. Expected to be a part of another deal, destination unknown. So we have not seen the end of these trades, obviously. It's only day one. I keep refreshing the MLB transactions tab. I haven't seen anything yet. I'll refresh it one more time. Still nothing. Still quiet. Nothing's happening yet, but we're going to be the first to know if something does happen. So yeah, that's a big transaction. That's also a big unloading of salary for the Mariners. Who are they making room for? Or is it just like things are getting a little too expensive? They could be making room for someone a little bit bigger. I'm still surprised that they missed out on the postseason this year. But that is what we've got going on. And guys, also, the Rule 5 draft, I mentioned this earlier in the pod. If the Rockies want to get a player in the Rule 5 draft, they have to make room beforehand on the 40-man. So something to keep an eye on. I'm going to keep an eye on all of the brightest young stars, guys, with my Shady Rays. Boom. Take on the sun with gear built to last. Our friends at Shady Rays have you covered for warm weather ahead with premium polarized sunglasses at an affordable price. So whether your future's so bright you need shades or you just need to block out the haters, Shady Rays has got you. And even if you break or lose your pair of sunglasses, even the first day you get them, they'll replace them. That's the best eyewear protection plan in the biz. But yeah, you can shop their collection online. You can shop the whole thing at the Park Meadows Mall. Who doesn't love shopping in person? Who doesn't love the mall this time of year? Now, while you're at the mall doing your Christmas shopping, you can like stop in at Shady Rays and see for yourself. The shades rated 5 stars by more than 250,000 people. But here's the exclusive deal for our listeners, Shady Rays. They are offering 50% off 2 or more pairs of polarized sunglasses. All you have to do is use code DNVR so you can get a gift for yourself, get a gift for a loved one. Everyone's all set. Everyone's saving money. So much fun. Yeah. So let's address the comments. Will in the chat, if Ohtani signs with a team in California, he's going to have a nearly 20% personal income tax. And I would believe that, like, if he were to sign in Canada, it would be even crazier. That's, like, basically half of your income goes to Canada if you sign in Canada. So that's kind of why, I mean, but also I don't know, like, what his, like, motivations are. You know, he's such a mystery. He's just, like, such an interesting guy. He could really do something that surprises us. But he's also in the position to have the biggest freaking contract of all time. And I feel like we'll still see something like that. But also, keep in mind, he's coming off of another injury. He had like a little surgery. It wasn't Tommy John, but he just had Tommy John a few years ago, really not that long ago. So, I mean, I would not be surprised if Ohtani signed a shorter deal to get a bigger deal somewhere else down the line. This injury really has thrown off the trade market we thought we were going to have this coming off season, but I think it's still going to be really juicy. I did on the topic of, we're going to bring it back to Jim Leland. I did text Clint Hurdle. I was like, hey, what are your thoughts on your former colleague, Jim Leland? He was like, oh, you should actually just read the Athletic article. So I'm like scrolling through it. They've got everyone quoted in this article. But Clint Hurdle did say to the Athletic about Jim Leland, quote, he's always had the innate ability to earn people's trust a little sooner than they thought they'd give it to him. And yeah, apparently that was the case with Barry Bonds. Obviously they had a very good relationship though. Bonds describes it as like father and son. So listen, one of the biggest stars to ever play in the game. If he loves you, you've got to be doing something right. Guys, we have, it's winter meetings. We're going to like keep an eye on everything going on. I'm just like dying for some more. Getting that like Braves Mariners trade last night, you know, I'm like, okay, I want more. And now I'm just sitting here twiddling my thumbs waiting for more. Now we're going to keep you guys posted on Twitter at @DNVR_Rockies. Alyssa, are you tweeting this week? Do you tweet?
Once a week. That's like, you know,
peak for me. You have time now that CU's like all kind of wrapped up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You should really, you know, get some traction on that.
that account. You don't have to do anything. But if we wanted to follow you, where would we do that? She might not even have a mic.
Maybe. Here we go. Okay. Alyssa Marie, 21.
Thank you. Thank you. Guys, you can follow me at the Susie Hunter on all platforms. And yeah, again, follow the latest Rockies news at DNVR_Rockies. We will be back here on Wednesday live on YouTube at 12:15 p.m. Mountain Time. We're going to keep an eye. The Rule 5 draft is the big event on Wednesday. So we'll keep you guys posted on everything going on between now and then. But until then, you know what I like to say in the off season about closing out a podcast? What does she like to say? I say, fuck it, we ball. Guys, I will be right back here Wednesday. Until then, see you later.